When Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was captured last year, it was a coup for the U.S. war on terror. Mohammed is still the most senior al-Qaeda leader in U.S. custody, and his interrogators say he has divulged key details about the 9/11 plot. What they won't say is where he is. 16 months after his detention, Mohammed is still being held incommunicado. So are many other high-level detainees. And U.S. officials refuse to comment on who they are, why they're being held, where, or in what conditions. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports on what human rights groups call a sprawling gulag of phantom prisons.
Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is actually one of the lucky ones, at least from the point of view that human rights groups know he's in custody and therefore are trying to keep track of him. Most people being held in secret jails are not so well known. Deborah Perlstein of Human Rights First says there's a danger these people will simply disappear.
There's a woman whose husband disappeared. He had been a longtime permanent resident in the United States, Pakistani in origin, and on a business flight from Karachi, Pakistan to Bangkok, disappeared, boarded an Air Thai flight, never got off.
The wife began frantically calling Thai and Pakistani authorities, trying to find her husband. Eventually, Perlstein says she tried the U.S. government.
It was only, I think, a month and a half after that she received the first communication from him, and it was a letter transmitted through the Red Cross saying that he was being detained at the U.S. Air Force Base in Bagram in Afghanistan.
Perlstein says her organization is trying to find out why the man is being detained. She says it's not unusual for the U.S. to hold someone indefinitely, without charge or access to a lawyer. Last month, Human Rights First released a report listing more than 24 suspected secret jails, including facilities in Pakistan, Afghanistan, Jordan, Diego Garcia, and on board U.S. warships at sea. Some are run by the military, others by the CIA. A third category is interrogation centers run by foreign intelligence services, to which the U.S. delivers terror suspects for questioning.
I mean, essentially what we're talking about here is almost a web of detention centers either run by the U.S., in cooperation with the U.S., or putting them in the hands of countries that are known to torture, and no way of tracking it, and no way of accounting for what's going on.
That's Jemana Musa, a lawyer at Amnesty International. Musa argues that keeping detainees in secret prisons is indefensible and could lead to even worse abuses than the ones recently uncovered at Abu Ghraib.
If we look at just how much damage was done in one facility in Iraq, our concerns are only multiplied when you think of the number of facilities that could be out there that don't have any accountability to anybody.
The Pentagon and the CIA won't comment on the number of secret facilities worldwide. Major Michael Shavers, a Defense Department spokesman, says the U.S. is currently holding about 12,400 prisoners, spread between Iraq, Afghanistan, and Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Shavers says those three locations are the only ones he can talk about, and he can't confirm or deny the existence of interrogation centers elsewhere. Privately, U.S. officials question what purpose it would serve to reveal the location of high-level detainees. Ruel Gurecht is a former CIA case officer in the Middle East. He opposes indefinite legal limbo for terror suspects, but he's not convinced they're entitled to full judicial process.
I think we're deceiving ourselves if we believe that these individuals should enjoy the same rights as people who engage in bank robbery or in violent crime. I mean, the possibility of a nuclear weapon going off in New York City is enough for you to somewhat change the rule book.
The problem with that, human rights groups argue, is that it's very hard to somewhat change the rulebook. Either you're obeying international conventions governing the treatment of detainees, or you're not. Tom Malinowski, Washington Advocacy Director of Human Rights Watch, says keeping people in secret places beyond the reach of law does not meet the test. And what's more, he argues, it isn't clear that doing so produces more fruitful interrogations.
People in Guantanamo are being interrogated. People in Iraq are being interrogated. Saddam Hussein is being interrogated. He knows a lot of stuff that we want to know. The Red Cross had access to him. It didn't seem to interfere. So I don't see the added gain in holding people in these black holes.
That issue of Red Cross access is a touchy one. Back in January, ICRC President Jacob Kellenberger met with top U.S. officials, including Colin Powell and Condoleezza Rice. Kellenberger told them the Red Cross is increasingly concerned about detainees held in secret prisons, and he pressed for access to them. This week, a Red Cross spokeswoman confirmed he's still waiting for an answer. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.